So first, I honestly feel like, you know, just Hakar Satov Tasher for very much like being the force of like pushing us to give chaburas and organizing the call. That is personally how I feel about it. I probably wouldn't do it, you know, if I didn't know how he felt about it. And it's good, enjoyable for me to be able to give a chabura. I guess in a sense, like you know, Asher is the mitzarif of the kahal, you know, parallel to Eretz Yisrael, which we'll speak about, you know, momentarily. So I honestly mean it. It's not like a crazy akar zadov, but it should be noted. So the goal of the chabura is to sharpen our understanding of the kahal concept in Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, and the role that Eretz Yisrael plays in defining it. The contribution for the chabura, I think for most of you, I presume, is not going to be so much what I conclude about Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. I think like it's a relatively intuitive approach, but it is a contribution in as much as what I my contrasting it with other institutions, we can gain a clearer appreciation for it. Oh, I didn't have my Gemara. I'll use my computer.
I guess we should have done that today.
It's not my style to use the computer for this, but in the first chavura, someone used the computer. So that's someone. Okay. So the Gemara, let's just like jump right in. So the Gemara has an Horius Dav Gimel. Good. So again, right. So the Chalo Shem Kal Ve'Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, uvehora halach achar rov yoshe Eretz Yisrael, shenemar vayas Shlomo bo'is ayi the pasukim elachim esachag bechol Yisrael imo kehal gadol milavo chamas ad nachal Mitzrayim lifnei Hashem Elokeinu shivas yomim arba asar yom nichdi ksev bechol Yisrael imo. The Navi describes it, you know, as all of Israel, all of the Jewish people, together with Shlomo HaMelech. So Kahal Gadol, that phrase of Kahal Gadol, like why is it necessary? Milavo Chamas Anachal Mitzrayim Lamali. So Shema Amino, that this description, this entity, Kahal Gadol, is defined by these borders of Levo Chamas in the north and Nachal Mitzrayim in the south. Shema Amino, Hanihu, meaning, you know, these people who occupy Eretz Yisroel, the Ikri Kohal, Aval Hanach, anyone who lies outside the bounds of this geography, Lo Ikri Kohal. Pshita, and then the Gemara continues to discuss something I think that ultimately is impacted by, you know, our discussion here about what the meaning of Kohal in the context of Parham Davar Shel Tzibur really is, but that's not our discussion. So some just relevant diukim. Number one, the source is not an internal Vayikra or Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur source. If you read the Parshios in Vayikra Perek Dalet, you won't find as much of a hint to require Eretz Yisrael. There's definitely not a Pasuk Mefurash. There's not even a Remez to the need for Eretz Yisrael. Number one.
I would just throw in.
Yeah.
But Meitan thinks there is, of course.
What's his?
I see Abu Zar. That's some.
What does it say over there? What?
It's some Chachidim Rabbi.
Oh, okay, fine. But again, that's not. It's still not in the Parsha anyway of. Yeah, good. That is, I didn't know, I wasn't aware of that anyway, so it's very good, it's very important to know.
You're going to have to also, throw in, why Sirvodazara should be connected to Chid Rag.
Right.
Anyway, right.
Yeah, he has a very Zionist theory about that. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, very interesting. I like it. You're whetting my appetite sufficiently.
We're all Zionists here, we're good.
That's number one. I think that's important in terms of, appreciating the role of Eretz Yisrael here. Number two, even the drasha is not about requiring Eretz Yisrael. In other words, this is not only not a Parham Davar Shel Tzibur makor, it's a Malachim makor. And it's a Gilui Milsa about the definition of Kohal. But even as it appears in Malachim, it's not so much about Eretz Yisrael, but it's about, you know, Kahal Gadol being defined, you know, by the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Milavo Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, that's Ikri Kohal. That itself is just, you know, really a Gilui Milsa. So maybe Ikri Kahal, in a certain sense, is more of a natural concept, a Svara, than a Limud. Eretz Yisroel is part of the Hagdara of Kahal.
Rugged Shavar thinks that the were actually bringing Paral and Dover there for Yom Kippur.
Again, the default, I would say, is that...
Yeah.
Those
good.
Those are two separate ones, which is correct?
Yeah, I think there are two separate ones. I think one is there's no reference to Eretz Yisrael in the parsha of Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, even in its context of Malachim, which we're applying, extending to Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, again, notwithstanding the Ragat Shavar. It's still really a Gilui Milsa about Kohal. It's saying this is what Kohal Gadol is, rather than saying, anything particularly about like the need in Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur for Eretz Yisrael. Right? So we don't get it from its own parsha, and we don't even get it, that's really what I'm trying to say, from Melachim, it's more Gilui Milsa about Kohal, and we know that we need Kohal by Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, some Amela. It's Halach HaCharov Yoshe Eretz Yisrael. Fine. The context of this is perhaps significant, either for the Ragachever's reason or something we'll get back to, being the Chanukah's, Vinyan Beis HaMikdash. But it's not Parim. Whatever it is, there is a question. Is it a Kal Halacha too? And how similar is it really, to Parim Davar Shel Tzibur? Fine. Those are the main points from the Shach of Atarya. Agav, just two additional important diukim, about the definition of kal from this pasuk from Malachim, is not only that it's defined by the territory of Eretz Yisrael, which is what the Gemara is medayik, from the Makor. But number one, gadol, the word kahal gadol, I think here it's best understood in a qualitative rather than quantitative way, and we're talking about everyone being there. It's kol Yisrael imo. I think gadol, and we find this many many times, is not referencing the quantity, the number of people, but describes like a certain quality, a significance, to the term, the thing that it's describing. I think it kind of just upgrades, what it is, what this concept of kohal, really means, to us halachically. So I think that's point number one, kohal gadol. There's something different about this. It's not just a large number of people, but it's a group of stature. And number two, Kol Yisrael Imo. Again, I think this is fairly obvious, but the point is that the Kahal constitutes Kol Yisrael, and we disregard all others. For all intents and purposes, this is Gansa Kol Yisrael. It doesn't matter so much like where. Again, it's a little bit of a, sometimes we say Kol Yisrael, but the point is it's Kol Yisrael Imo and Kal Gadol. Yeah, sure.
So I think you're making a very interesting point, because you don't have the favorite side. Kol Yisrael, Shever Yisrael, like Kol Yisrael.
Right.
So, if you find other dinim telling Kol Yisrael, this would be an interesting question. So, two makoros for that: Tosfos in the ninth paragraph of Zvachim, right, when he's talking about the redundancy in the kapar, one of the big dekuna, he said, "Oh, one of them is for the tzibur, one of them is for Kol Yisrael." So, that certainly raises the question whether there are two different ways of looking at the tzibur.
Right.
Maybe one is like the more, bunch of yechidim way, and one is more corporate way. So certainly, if you think Kol Yisrael is more quantitative, then it's more shy to Gimel Chutz La'aretz. And Rav Kook in Mishpat Kohen Kufnen Gimel, I think,
ooh,
raises the Shaila. I think it's when it comes to the special Aterim for Hatzalas Kol Klal Yisrael, Aveir L'Shma and Akilei Reis, all those things. So he says he's not sure, would Kol Yisrael be based on Kal Shavaretz Yisrael, or would it actually require L'maisa every Jew? So he has a raya that maybe just saving everyone in Eretz Yisrael will be enough to be called Hatzalas Klal Yisrael, even though there are other
people. Right, because really what I'm arguing here is like not to preclude the possibility that Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael can be part of Kol Yisrael, but more that for all intents and purposes there is a status of Kol Yisrael for those who are Ikri Kol. That's really all I'm So those are the two things. Fine,
good.
That's the Gemara. So what the Gemara tells us that you need Eretz Yisroel for Par Helem Davar. Oh, I included the Gemara on the source sheet. I don't have to keep this thing open. Beautiful. No one told me. Okay, yeah, it's source number one. Tani probably said something, but I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I like to have a Gemara. It is a little bit. I should have brought. I brought the Igros HaGrid, which I'll read from a line or two, and I didn't bring the Gemara. Yeah, so good. So you need Eretz Yisroel for Par Davar Shel Tzibur. So the important mucker here, which is very much, again, our point of departure, is the Minchas Chinuch in source number two. I apologize for putting an Achron so early on the Mar Makomos, but you'll see why in just a minute. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that Levo Hamas Anacha Mitzrayim was only true in the time of Shlomo, which was operative, you know, Bizman Kedusha Rishona. But of course, this is his view, if we say Kedusha Rishona Lo Kitchel Asid Lavo, then, you know, these borders for the purposes of Baham Dabar Shel Tzibur will be defined by, you know, Kedusha Shania, which is Kidusha Li'asid Lavo. That is his view, and that, you know, when we see the appearance in the Pasuk and in the Gemara of the Levo Hamas Anacha Mitzrayim, that just is because of the context, you know, in which it appears. But not as if to establish, you know, Kavua V'Kaima, like these as the fixed geographical borders, you know, for the halacha of Parham Davo Shel Tzibur. So he says, you know, V'nira Perusho, Divizman Shlomo Haya Hakvul Mechama Sanacha Mitzrayim Haya Eretz Yisrael, Avabai Sheni Sharavim, Shaharbe Krachem, I'm sorry, Shekivshu Oli Mitzrayim, Lonis Kadri is Ezra, Ein Shas V'Rambam V'Rachos Shrumos, V'Vai Sheni, Eino Nechshav Eretz Yisrael, Rak Ma Shenis Kadri is Ezra, Call that's all we learn. It's pasha to him. Which, you know, let's go with the assumption that the Minchas Chinuch assumes that the issue of Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia prevails not only in dinim, you know, that are taloi b'kedushas karka, that are dinim that, you know, mitzvos hatulios baretz, but he thinks, you know, not other things as well. Let's say at least Parham Davar Shel Tzibur should also, you know, take consequence from that discussion. But, you know, frankly, like I might have even said this is the pashtus, but I think for sure, like a reading of the Rambam would indicate, you know, that this is not the view, as much as it was nearly pashut for the Minchas Chinuch. Number one, I think the most important part is that, and this is less obvious, well, in source number three, I think the Rambam basically just says it without qualifying, and he says, Amar v'chol Yisrael, imo mi levo chamas anacha mitzrayim, rotze bazeh she'ele, even though these were only conquered by Yehoshua, asher bazeh hamakom heim kol Yisrael, v'hein lashkiach v'yotze min haaretz. But if you felt this was just the Rambam's commentary on Perush HaMishnayos, and we can't, you know, we can't extrapolate, we can't, you know, it's not that's so muchrach, I think it's fair, you know, that just to note, when the Rambam does discuss this in Yad HaChazakah, Nechashkagos Perek Yigimel, Halacha Beis, that the Rambam is not mechalik. The Rambam just speaks about Eretz Yisrael, and I think, you know, of all Rishonim, of all people, the Rambam knows how to be mechalik when he needs to. He's mechalik when it comes to Mitzvos Atzuyos Baaretz, about Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia. And when it comes to Kedushas Migdash, in the end of Hilchos Beis Avachira, Perek Vav, of Hilchos Beis Avachira, he understands. He's very conscious about the fact that he says the Kedusha Rishon of Kedushas Migdash, of Shlomo, was Kitchel Asid Lavo, and he contrasts that with Mitzvos Hatulios Baaretz. So I just think, again, I don't know if this is Mukhrach, but I think all things being equal, you know, if not for the comments of the Minchas Chinuch, I would assume that Nachal Mitzrayim, you know, Milavo Hamas, Nachal Mitzrayim are the borders, Kedusha Rishon, in other words, establish the borders, L'olam Vayed, for the halachos of Par Halem Davar Shel Tzibur. And from that perspective, you know, why that would be, so clearly I think the Eretz Yisrael we're speaking about, you know, is Shem Eretz Yisrael or Cheftz of Eretz Yisrael, you know, different formulations. I work with Rebbe, you know, we've all heard him speak about it at length, and the Rav. And we also saw parts two of it in the Rishonim, that the Eretz Yisrael is not the Eretz Yisrael, let's say, of Kedushas Haaretz, based on Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia, but is about, you know, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, which was fixed based on Kedusha Rishona. That's what I would, and that halacha basically affects things which require Eretz Yisrael, but don't require Kedushas Karka. But rather, you know, this other thing, you know, Shem Eretz Yisrael, Cheftz Eretz Yisrael, Chalo Shem Eretz Yisrael, whatever you call it.
Are you going to discuss Ivar Yarden?
What do you mean?
So the report was pointed out that Ivar Yarden is very tricky from this perspective, because while, like you're saying, it would seem likely that the Shvitel and Shem Eretz Yisrael, the question is, what's Ivar Yarden? So I think
they assume it has Shem. Let's say the Rav assumes that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
that would be the question. Meaning, this bor, l'chora, you'll have to assume that Eber Yarden Hashem Eretz Yisrael, because otherwise, how would we ever count Shvatim of God and Reuven?
Yeah, good, good, good. So what I'm open to, I think one, you could say, it's Holy on Shem Eretz Yisrael, and Eber Yarden has that. The Rav assumes that. That's part of what he explains by Egla Rufa. Okay, yeah. I don't know if Chivas Eretz Yisrael needs to be the same thing. I'm more working with the what the Rav says, you know, B'Shem Rav Chaim, and Rav Moshe also said a little bit of that, and what Rav Rosenzweig speaks about. And I think it could extend the Eber Yarden thing. The other thing I'm going to say, actually, in a minute, is to try to actually defend the Minchas Chinuch, because what I'm basically suggesting now for the Minchas Chinuch is I'm kind of like not giving him the credit of considering that there may be a distinction between Mitzvah Satulius Baritz on the one hand and Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur on the other, vis-a-vis the factor of Eretz Yisrael. That he thought that like Eretz Yisrael was this binary issue. You know, it's there is Kedusha or there isn't, and if there isn't, it's not Eretz Yisrael Klal. I think it's possible to say, and I want to suggest this for the Chinuch, I was just going to say it later, that the Shem Eretz Yisrael, which is what I'm going to basically suggest, means something different, you know, in each case in which it's required. And it's very possible that the Shem Eretz Yisrael required for Ikri Kohal, which I think is anyway different than all the other Shem Eretz Yisraels, actually might depend not on Kibush Yehoshua, but actually might depend on, you know, the act that historically had brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that Kedusha Shnias Koveya, you know, Shem Eretz Yisrael Lagabe, the Halacha of Kal, formally. Not because that's what not because the rest of Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Shem Eretz Yisrael, it does. But maybe the Eretz Yisrael that impacts Ikre Kohal is totally...
If the community is only living in certain areas run by a Sheni, it would be very odd to say that.
Yeah, but I want... Yeah, right. But I want to say that based on mostly on, you know, it's the initial, you know, entry into Eretz Yisrael.
Then you want to say it's going to stay for the
most exactly, time. Exactly. Because I think it could be demonstrated that the Minchas Chinuch by the other halachot which require Shem Eretz Yisrael is amenable. He's open, you know, to the concept. So it's not like he's this, you know, radical, like either it has Kedusha or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, it's not Eretz. I think he's open to it. But for some reason, he thinks by Ikrei Kohal, so... that maybe by a Sheni is Koveh. Because that's really the truth. Like, you have this question, the issue of Shem Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what's Koveh Shem Eretz Yisrael? So the Rav, you know, and others assume it's Bias Yehoshua. But maybe it could have been the Avos. It could have even been prior to that. And, you know, maybe, you know, it could have, on some level, or for some things, it could be, you know, Bias Ezra. So that's what I want to say. But anyway, what it highlights, which is really where I'm going, that maybe the factor of Eretz Yisrael, you know, the notion of kahal, you know, differs maybe from everything else, even in the Shem Eretz Yisrael group. Because to me, it's not obvious that they need Eretz Yisrael for the same reason as Par, nor, you know, for the same reason as each other, you know, frankly. To the contrary, I think that the evidence points to differentiation, especially between Par, Helen Davar Shel Tzibur, you know, versus the others. What I'm probing right now is a very subtle issue. But I'm doing it because I think we all have the necessary background, you know, in the Shem Eretz Yisrael question. So to take a step back, the clear question in each of the things which require Shem Eretz Yisrael is that these aren't mitzvot atzilios, for which Kedushas Haaretz is evidently indispensable, that you would need Kedushas Karka. So these halachos accentuate, basically, you know, smicha, kiddush hachodesh vibur hashana, egla rufa, etc., they accentuate that there are other dimensions, many other dimensions of Eretz Yisrael that make Eretz Yisrael legally significant. But it isn't obvious, again, that they are all the same. Good. Fine. So to me, and I think for the Rambam, Parim Lovo Shel Tzibur is clearly on one side, opposite all the others. I think it's about Kohal, specifically. In Parshas Vayikra, again, you only get Kohal, and there's no Makar, no reference to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is not an independent factor in Par Helem, but Kohal is the principle, and Eretz Yisroel merely is a condition, an element, a Tanai v'Hechsher in the Chalos Shein Kohal. By contrast, we find that Eretz Yisroel is a standalone requirement, a factor in and of itself, by Ibor Hashana, smicha, zekenin, you're giving smicha, and egla arufa. And I think all of this is reflected, I'll show it, in Piskei HaRambam. So I just want to quickly go through, you know, that evidence. If you look in source number, let's start with Ibur Hashana. You look in source number 10. No, source number 11, excuse me. Good. I don't have the Rambam here, but it's basically just the Gemara. Yeah, sure, you had a question? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious where you're going to go in Svara, because I think the way Rav, the way my impression of the Rav was that the whole idea of Hashem Eretz Yisrael for things...
Right, I think that's not true.
It's all about Kol.
Right, I think that's not true. I think Rebbe emphasizes that. I'm going to try to show that the Rav doesn't say that. I think Rebbe is like... all in on the Kohal. Whenever you have Shem Eretz Yisrael, that's not about Mitzvot Atzilios.
Right.
It's about even Karban Pesach. Like, really, everything. So that's why what I'm trying to...
Kiddush's other is more about Shechina, no?
Some people say Shechina. Shechina is also good. Shechina is another... This is kind of really what I'm trying to demonstrate.
The Rav suggests maybe it's the Kenyan Mammon of
the Kohal. Yeah, and that's what the Rav... Exactly. The Rav says it's like really just Shem Eretz Yisrael per se.
Right.
But you still have to explain, like, in each context, like, why that is a pertinent...
Right. I mean... Does this, according to you, let's say, does the Hagdara of Kahal have any other nafkaminas?
What do you mean? Maybe it'll be clearer to me also after we, yeah. Okay. Yeah, please, let me ask one.
Intuitively, Kinyan Mammon would make most sense here, probably. Finding Kahal sounds like a sovereignty question.
Maybe.
Like, the question on the Menchel Seder guest is like, why?
I'm not sure.
Why would Kahal have anything to do with Kiddush's Karka?
I don't think he thinks that.
I mean, he's saying that.
Again, either he thinks there's just no such thing as Eretz Yisrael.
Like he's going back simple reading,
simple reading of Menchas Chinuch is that the Eretz Yisrael question is just a binary question. Okay, either is or isn't.
Right.
If you don't say that, I think there's an open question to what gives Eretz Yisrael the Hagdara of Shem Eretz Yisrael. And so I'm saying it could be that Lagave Kohal, Kedusha Shnia, gives it that specifically because of what Asher and I were speaking about, which is that it really is about the presence of Kal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael historically. And so, you know, we see Kedusha Shnia as part of that narrative.
No, it's not connected to the mystical
presence. Right. Good. Fine. That's kind of what I want to show. So what we'll be on the lookout, we'll really run through this very quickly, this part will be fast, is that in each case there's like a specific makor for the need for Eretz Yisrael. It's about Eretz Yisrael, and there's a special makor that it requires Eretz Yisrael, which is, again, we don't have that in the case of Paran Dov Shel Tzibur. So in source number 11 about Ibur Hashana, and again, I'm taking Ibur Hashana and Kiddush HaChodesh as one, you know, for our purposes, and as do many Rishonim and Achronim, but obviously they don't have to be the same thing. Heyed Chanani Ish Ono, Imivruha Begalul Inimu Beres, Amar Rebbe Yehuda Bered Rebbe Shimon Ben Pazi, my time with the Chanani Ish Ono. This is Galil. Galil is for sure part of Eretz Yisrael. Amar kol l'shichno sidrashu uva'as hashama kol drisha sha'ata doresh lo yu'ela b'shichno shel makom. So in other words, the closer you are to the epicenter of Kedusha Shechina in Eretz Yisrael, which is of course, you know, in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim. So that's what's required in Ibur Hashana. And that's why the view of Chanani Ish Ono is that even in the Galil it doesn't work. So the Rambam quotes this pasuk to tell you that it must be done in Eretz Yisrael. We don't think that Galil is Ma'akev. At the end of the day, Galil, you can be Ma'aber. As long as you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can be Ma'aber of the Shana. But what I think is already significant is, like, clearly, you know, this is not even about Shem Eretz Yisrael in the case of Ibur Hashana. This is about L'shichno Sidrashu Uva'as Hashama. This is very much, and that's why there's a preference. Let's say it's not Ma'akev, but there is a preference, you know, to do it the closer to the Makom HaMikdash as possible.
And you're saying that even when we expand Eretz Yisrael, that's really just an extended Shechinah Sidrashu.
Yeah, and I think that ends up getting complicated by other things, but I think at a minimum, clearly this is about Eretz Yisrael. It's maybe even about something more specific than Shem Eretz Yisrael, but it's at least, you know, really about Eretz Yisrael and L'shichno Sidrashu Uva'as Hashama, or the other pasuk that's quoted by the Gemara in Brachos of Kimi Tzion and Teitzei Torah in Source 13, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. We have to deal with why there are two Makoros. Tosfos does in the big one in Source number 12. And Tosfos, and this is the major question, Tosvos, bringing the Yerushalmi, basically has a raya, brings a raya that Ibur Hashana can be done outside of Chutz La'aretz, and that's not exactly our focus right now. But his raya is from Yirmiyah and Yecheskel, Baruch Ben Neria, that they did Kiddush HaChodesh outside of Chutz La'aretz, Ibur Hashana outside of Eretz Yisrael. Sorry. And the question is, the Achronim asked, the Rav asked, they're bringing a raya that, Ibur Hashana was done outside of Eretz Yisrael in a time where they were in Galus, where Kedusha Rishona was Batla. So how could that be a raya that you can do Ibur Hashana Kedusha Chodesh outside of Eretz Yisrael if there's no functional Eretz Yisrael, agabe, Ibur Hashana? This is the question that they all raise. And basically the conclusion, is the way the Rav concludes is that, in fact, because the factor of Eretz Yisrael, Lagavi Ibur Hashanah, is not about Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha's Karka, it's about Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Yusham is a good raya. Because Shem Eretz Yisrael always existed, even after, after Galus, after the initial Galus. And therefore you could bring a raya that you can do it out in Chutz La'aretz, even when there is an Eretz Yisrael, from these Nevi'im. The Chinuch, though, and this is very informative, answers that question a little bit differently. He says it's about Kedushas Shechina and Kedushas Migdash, and that, of course, is lo batel. That, the Rambam tells us, is not batel. It's not about Shem Eretz Yisrael, but it's about L'shechina Sidjushu, Kimitzio and Teitzei Torah, and that's why you could bring a raya, even after Kedusha Rishona was batel, because it's not about Kedusha Rishona batel. But all of this, we have to get back to the exception of Lohinicha Kamosa Ba'aretz, because that clearly tests what we mean by the requirement of Eretz Yisrael here, that even when you have Eretz Yisrael, if someone's Lohinichu Kamosa Ba'aretz, then they're able to do Ibur Hashana in Chutz La'aretz. So what does that say about the Eretz Yisrael requirement? The Avnei Nezer, deals with that, and it complicates the Eretz Yisrael factor. But still, I think what we've demonstrated, I think it's very clear, and the Rambam just basically quotes these Gemaras, is that, we're dealing with a Eretz Yisrael requirement that relates specifically to the nature of Kiddush HaChodesh v'Ibur Hashanah. Either it's, Shem Eretz Yisrael per se, or it's, Adinin Shechina and Kedushas Migdash. But the point is, it has a separate makor that tells you that given Kiddush HaChodesh is about, there's an Eretz Yisrael requirement. And I don't think that that's obviously, about connected to the kahal requirement upon Lavan Shel Tzibur. I think at least it's an internal requirement to Kiddush HaChodesh, the specifics of Kiddush HaChodesh. In Smicha, I think you get the same thing if you turn back, to source number 7. So the Rambam just basically writes, Ein somchen zekeinim b'chutz la'aretz, that Smicha has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, both the somech and the nismach, he ends up saying. And here the famous Chiddush at the end, b'chol Eretz Yisrael shechziku ba'olim Mitzrayim, Ru'uya l'smicha. Again, formulates this as a requirement that pertains to smicha, and also says that it includes even the borders of Ole Mitzrayim. This is a very important Rambam. It's his own Chiddush, and the Mefarshim try to understand it. It works well, and is one of the clearest rayas, that you have a concept, it's like a proof of concept, that it's not about Kedushas Karka, but Shem Eretz Yisrael, which is tolei on the initial Knisa La'aretz, Yerusha v'Yeshiva, broadly, which culminated the Geulas Mitzrayim.
The Yeah. You're saying very internal to Kiddush HaChodesh, to Ibur Hashanah.
It's about me. No, the point is the Gemara. I understand. But I'm saying the Gemara is applying this in a specific way to Kiddush HaChodesh.
There's not in Kiddush HaChodesh.
This drasha does only extend to Kiddush HaChodesh. You don't find this, L'shech L'sidrashu, for other halachos.
I agree.
It's not a pasuk in the context.
Yes, what do you do with that? Meaning, it's probably...
It's reflecting that L'shech Lo Sidrashu or Mitzion Teitze Torah is relevant to Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara is assuming that Torah, the source of Torah and the Makom Hashchin are relevant to Kiddush HaChodesh, Yibur Hashanah.
Which would be very matim to parallel Dover, actually.
Maybe, if you thought that.
Maybe.
If you think that. I just think the Gemara doesn't bring that as the makar for Eretz Yisrael in Palm Lava Shel Tzibur.
Right,
Yeah. Because again, my argument is that that's not really what the Eretz Yisrael factor is about. I'm not saying it couldn't have been. I just don't think that's what it is. Right. Like, theoretically...
So, I think it does fit nicely with the Urayim about Eretz Yisrael Machen.
I think the Urayim is the foil, like, to what I'm suggesting. Right. Yeah, agreed. Agreed at least that it's a foil. So it's actually surprising, though. Again, this is, you know, not like Kiddush HaChodesh in that sense, which is why I began with Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara actually never has a mucker for the requirement of Eretz Yisrael in Smicha. Which is a very surprising thing. That's, you know, something with Rosenzweig when we learned Sanhedrin. He also is very troubled by that there's no mucker. So how does the Gemara know that, or what does the Gemara mean when it says that Eretz Yisrael is a requirement in Smicha? Maybe it's the Yerushalmi and Bikurim. The Yerushalmi and Bikurim, we're not going to read it. It's just for the time's sake. It's not so necessary, but the underlying part is the mucker. It's, you know, Yoshvin, Beis Yisrael, Yoshvin, Alad Masam, Kol Yeshiva Shalcha, Lo Yehe, Ela Alad Mascha. Maybe that's a mucker, you know, that we look at, you know, a Somech, a Samach, as a Yoshev, you know, and that only can happen in Eretz Yisrael. But, you know, others invoke actually Kimitzio and Teitze Torah, you know, from Brachos by Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Chinuch in Tav Tzadi Aleph actually connects it very interestingly to the mitzvahs minoy dayanim, minoy bezdin, the establishing a court system, which has like a specific expression or manifestation in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, even if there is some obligation to Chutz La'aretz, lo harei, you know, the mitzvahs minoy dayanim in Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So he connects, you know, the need to do smicha can only happen in Eretz Yisrael, to the fact that there's a mitzvah, you know, to appoint batei din in Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting. So the requirement of Eretz Yisrael, you know, notwithstanding all these makors, it really could be a svara. But either way, and especially if it's a makor, I just think that the emphasis is that Eretz Yisrael is a requirement in its own right for smicha, and it doesn't serve or feed the kahal idea. The Rambam doesn't mention kahal. Kahal doesn't appear anywhere with regards to the smicha, the typical classical smicha. It does apply to the chiddush ha-smicha of the Rambam, but not to the classical smicha ish mi pi ish, you know, ad beis dino shel Moshe, Yehoshua, ad beis dino shel Moshe Rabbein. Good. Yeah, which I'll get to. Well, I'll get to. Because I think for the call idea, frankly, you don't even need to discuss borders. You know, the geography and borders are not the primary focus of the principle, but call, and the Eretz Yisrael Tana, you plug in, you know, it's... The Eretz Yisrael part, the way I'm trying to set it up, is like it's less intrinsic and more servicing, you know, the kohal. So, you know, when the Rambam, you know, delineates the borders, let's say in Perik, you know, Dal and Halachavav and Hilchos Sanhedrin, I think that also feeds into, you know, being a factor in its own right, Eretz Yisrael, rather than servicing the kohal idea. If you look in Hilchos Shkagos, you know, Perik, you know, Yugimah Halachaviz, the Rambam just very matter-of-factly always says, like, oh, what we're talking about is the kahal shev Eretz Yisrael. And only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are a kahal. And in Perek Yud Beis, halacha aleph. It's always just Yoshev Eretz Yisrael, very matter-of-factly. There's no mucker. There's no discussion of the geography, you know, of the... Because I think at the end of the day, the real factor is kahal. Not in these other cases. And the Egla Rufa, just again, just very quickly, in source number 14, just the way he formulated it, it's clearly an Eretz Yisrael requirement. Ain't an Egla Rufa noheg ela be'Eretz Yisrael. And the Kesef Mishnah points out in the Psukim in Parsha Shoftim, you have the Psukim, the Asher, the place Asher Hashem Elokecha, no Sein Lach Larabos Eivar Yarden. That's where he's talking about being Marbe Eivar Yarden. But the Psukim there are very much about Eretz Yisrael, and I don't think it's obvious that that's a din, you know, that is based similarly like Parm Dover Shel Tzibur. Default. I'm not saying it's impossible to explain it that way. I just think that the evidence suggests it's really a din in its own right, connected to like the inner dynamics of Egla Arufa. The Tashbates, you know, that famous Tashbates with respect to Egla Arufa, you know, thought that Egla the factor of Eretz Yisrael for Egla Arufa should be about the Hashra'as Hashchina, and that, you know, a Cholal Ba'aretz is Gorem Lehistalek the Shchina. So if it's a makom that has shchina, that's what Eretz Yisrael is. So then there's this responsibility to be, you know, orev the egla, you know, to prevent histalkos hashchina. That's how he understands. In the end, it can be because of that, he concludes. You know, this is the famous Tashrei. It's about this issue. We saw it last year. Because he says, Eivra Yarden doesn't have Kedushas HaShchina, only Kedushas HaMitzvos. That's how he breaks it down. It's not Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Karka, but it's Kedushas HaShchina and Kedushas HaMitzvos. He thinks that Kedushas Shnia did actually occur in Eivra Yarden, very interestingly. He takes issue, he disagrees with the Rambam and Ravid in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Perek Dal. But it ended being for just Kedushas HaMitzvos. It's like for him, in other words, Eivra Yarden, Egla Ruf, is really disconnected, for sure, very much so from what we're talking about in Palm Davar Shel Tzibur. So it's also clear, I'll add, that for all of these three things, you know, Ibar Hashana, Smicha, and Egla Rufa, the residence, like being, you know, a Toshav, or, a citizen, is mostly irrelevant. I think presence exclusively is what's Koveya. If you happen to find yourself in Eretz Yisrael at that time, that's what matters. I think that's really what. I think that's true. The one who does Kiddush and Ibur, I think that's true of Smicha. It doesn't. It could be someone who lives in Bavel, but just gets his Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we like force him to stay, but I think that's what it's bound for sure. Egla Rufa, it's wherever the mace is found. But an issue we'll get. It's an issue we'll get back to. But I think it's very possible that when you're trying to figure out who's part of the Kahal, it's an open question. It could just be whoever's there, and if you do the Chet, you know, together with Rov HaTzibur, Be'eretz Yisrael, you're counted. But I think there's an open question, and that actually is what the Maram Chik assumes, that it's just anyone who's there, you know, B'shaito. But it's an open question, and I think Rav Lichtenstein raises this in his Sefer. By Kahal. But I think it's also because he has a more like... expansive notion of Kahal. But I think it's possible that, you know, you have to like look to Baba Basra and the halachos that determine, you know, residence. Who's considered me Yoshvei Haaretz? So if you just happen to be there, it might not be good enough. I think you could only raise that suffix, honestly, if the Eretz Yisrael requirement is about Kahal as opposed to these other things. Right.
They came from there.
Oh, that's very good. I like that a lot. That's actually a really good... Now, we're not just focusing on the fact that like now they're all in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, and they're in Eretz Yisrael because the Beis HaMikdash is in Eretz Yisrael and they're a call. This is where they came from. I like that a lot. That would be a great raya. Does anyone say that? Very interesting. I like that a lot. Yeah. But either way, my point is even if you don't make that come to that conclusion, you can only raise it as a possibility, you know, about, you know... you know, when Eretz Yisrael is working to service the Kahal concept rather than as an intrinsic factor, you know, in its own right. Oh, good. So everyone's familiar, I already said this, but with Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph and Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis, Eretz Yisrael is a detail. It's a function, a Tanai in Kahal, it's very matter of fact, there's no mucker, no discussion of what parts of Eretz Yisrael, and we'll speak more about it, but I'm just trying to demonstrate that all things being equal, par is about Kahal, and Eretz Yisrael's role is very different for it as a din in Chaloshim Kahal as opposed to the others. I think it's notable that when the Rav discusses the issue of, you know, of Shem Eretz Yisrael, Chefta Shel Eretz Yisrael, he leaves out Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. I think it's very notable because it could have been the most obvious one. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Rav writes, what?
I don't know what Rav Lichtenstein says on it in the piece.
I mean, we should look. But he says, the Rav, it's just over here, this is his own writing, V'hinei din Eretz Yisrael ne'emar l'kama dinim kigon egla arufa smicha. He actually adds arei miklat kiddush achodesh v'ibur shanim v'gam hasam tzarech ian im din Eretz Yisrael ha'ne'emar bahem talay b'kedushas aretz kamo trumas ushvias o rak b'din v'chefta shel Eretz Yisrael. And here's the part that Asher was referring to, b'dinei mamanos, but Parham Davar Shel Tzibur never makes it into the piece. And I just think it's because, again, this is very much my own speculation, because Palm Davar Shel Tzibur is an outlier. It's not really like the other ones. The other ones may not be like each other, but at least they're all working with an Eretz Yisrael factor that is a din in its own right, you know, relating to the specific details in which it's a requirement. Which is in stark contrast with the Or Sameach, we'll see in Perek Dal Halacha Vav V'Chol Sanhedrin, who thinks Par Halam Davar is really the key to the idea of Shem Eretz Yisrael across the board. And in some ways it really is. Again, it's a Gemara which demonstrates the proof of concept that Eretz Yisrael is required, Daf Gimel Manav and Horios, even in non-Kedushas Karka Halachos. So I can appreciate when people invoke this Gemara whenever they're talking about Shem Eretz Yisrael, but I think if we're being careful about it, while at the same time it is a proof of concept, it does work differently, you know, than maybe perhaps some of the others. Rebbe, by contrast, consistently attributes all these Eretz Yisrael halachos to Kal, to Eretz Yisrael's being, as he calls it, the national headquarters of the Jewish people. You know, we can't be a group of his talmidim, you know, and family if we don't mention, you know, that phrase. He shows basically how in each of the above cases they're really Tzibur and Am Yisrael, and therefore Kal halachos. For now, however, I want to focus on how Par Halam Davar, the Din Kal, and its Eretz Yisrael requirements stand apart from the others. That's number one. You know, Kahal on the one hand, and Shem Eretz Yisrael is a standalone and independent requirement of itself. There's then a subtler question. You have a question?
Are you going to address the Rambam Pirshas
Yeah, 100%. I alluded to it already when I said Chiddush Asmicha. That's what you're referring to?
Yeah,
good. Then there's a subtler question, which is not Kahal, the Kahal Halacha versus the Shem Eretz Yisrael Halachos, but to zero in on Kahal and Eretz Yisrael as it pertains to Param Davar Shel Tzibor. What exactly is it here, and does it prevail in other halachos as well? Are there parallels? How singular, in other words, is what's going on here in Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibor? So the Yerushalmi, we're already now in source number 17. Yerushalmi and Horios and Achronim bring in other issues that seem to relate more closely to the Kahal de Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibor, but that's our question. How probable are the suggestions that there are other halachos that require a kohal, this chaloshein kohal, which we'll continue to elaborate upon. So if you look in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Ami b'shem Shim ben Lakish, lehoraya, that's our Gemara, hilchu achar yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, letuma hilchu achar rov nichnasin la'azara. The group is much smaller. It's the people who are going to enter the Azara. The Gemara discusses that. Skip ahead. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says le'ri'ya. This is what we want to focus on. Hilchu milavo chamas anachal mitzrayim. Another raya, by the way, that this is a din in the Gvulos Yehoshua, not a din in Eretz Yisroa. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi here doesn't call it achar yeshivas Eretz Yisroel, maybe like it does even in the beginning of the Yerushalmi, but it just says the borders. The borders sounds like la'olam, forever, eternally. This is what Re'iya is talayon. And then Rabbi Tanchuma, B'shem, Rav Huna, always good to see Rabbi Tanchuma, you know, gives the reason, basically quotes the Pasuk in Malachim that the Bavli quotes for Parm Davar Shel Tzibor, and it quotes it for Re'iya. So it sounds like Re'iya also has a din, I won't call it Kohal, but at least of, you know, the Malachim Aleph concept and Milavo Chamas, Anacha Mitzrayim, maybe a din of Kohal. So what exactly is Re'iya here? So the Mefarshei Yerushalmi, I won't read it, just very interestingly, basically think it's not a din in being in the mitzvah Re'iya, but it's about Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. That for any individual who is Tameh to be able to fulfill his mitzvah Re'iya and appear in the Azara, it has to be that Rov, you know, Yoshvei, Milavo Chamas, Anacha Mitzrayim, are Tameh. Or it's the borders, or the group that determines Tuma Hutra B'tzibur for the purposes of Mitzvahs Re'iya is this, you know, Kohal, this particular, this Kohal.
Only for Re'iya?
In general, yeah. Also in general, except probably for Karban Pesach, yeah.
Well, yeah, what's that meaning?
Because the Gemara here says clearly by Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, we go Acharov Nichnasin La'azara. So that's what they have to deal with. So they say that's a din in Karban Pesach specifically because of the Shalosh Kisos. But in general, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is determined. Yeah, that's, I'm glad you said that. They think that Re'iya is just another code word for saying Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is determined by, you know, by these borders. By the borders that determine Kahal, let's say. So I don't know if this is like a Chiddush that we apply Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur to Re'iya. I don't know. I just thought it's worth noting, you know, something to keep in the back of our minds. But either way, I'll try to be clear about this, but this is not like a din kahal per se, you know, that you know, you have the people in this territory have a chalosh shem kahal, but you might say about Tumah Rebbe Tzibur that, you know, the people who are shayach to the tzorech, you know, if rove of them are unable to do it, betara, then that triggers like Tumah Rebbe Tzibur. What I'm going to say about, I could just say it now, about Parham Darvash Al Tzibur, and I said at the beginning, I don't think this is a chiddush to any of you, and Parham Darvash Al Tzibur, what we're after is a chalosh shem kahal, an entity which is independent, is new, and has, you know, like a, you know, a chalos in its own right. It's a persona, you know, a unique kind of one, but that's what it is. What we need in Tumah Rebbe Tzibur is not necessarily that. We just need it that the people who are relevant to a particular halacha, you know, rove of them are tameh. And Baharaya, the Yerushalmi, says that we go based on rove nichnasin ba'azara, you know, in a case where that's what matters. And what we're talking about is a shalosh kisos. What I'm trying to point out is that even if you say, you know, kohal or eretz, you know, Haneishav Eretz Yisrael Ikre Kohal applies to Tumah Rebbe Tzibur, it's still not clear that, you know, the Kohal requirement or factor is the same as what we would say is necessary, you know, in Parham Darvash Shel Tzibur. Yeah, unless you could, I don't think you know, you can't be Mechadesh, you know, something else about Tumah Rebbe Tzibur, but I think at minimum, what you need for Tumah Rebbe Tzibur is that the people who need to do this can't. And that might be defined, let's say, Lagavi Re'iyah, maybe other things by the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael.
And you rye for that, in some place we just apply
different... Yeah, we apply it in different ways, right. Right. Like, you can be Mati or Tumah even when not all of Eretz Yisrael, or Rove of Eretz Yisrael, is Tahor. In other words, when you don't have, like, the concept of Kaha. And this is kind of what I'm going to try to show with these other examples. That's in terms of Tumah Rebbe Tzibur and what Kahal would mean over there. It would just really mean that there's a critical mass that's Tameh and therefore, you know, requires that the halacha, you know, be Matir or, you know, Hutra, the Tumah. But many assume that Re'iyah over here means real Aliyah, Re'iyah, Aliyah L'Regel. The Netziv thinks this is Pshat in the Bavli. He thinks that's what is going on by Shlom HaMelech, that the Kohal Gadol was actually necessary in its time, because, you know, Re'iyah, you know, is it din in Kohal? But that's kind of the question. Like, does Aliyah L'Regel require Kohal? But I'll ask even more, does it really require Eretz Yisrael? To be Ol L'Regel, do you have to live or be in Eretz Yisrael? That's Tosas Pesachim, Gimel Amud Beis.
Rabbi Yossi, yeah.
What do you mean, Rabbi Yossi?
He's the person.
Oh, like Rabbi Yehuda Memseir, whoever it is?
I thought you.
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Memseir, exactly. It's a Yud. It's either Yossi or Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi. So Tosas here, let's look. In Gimel, in source number 19. So Tosas say, Rabbi Yehuda Memseir, lo alo l'regel. So, because based on the case over there, he didn't go up. That's the point. So Tosas asks, like, why did Rabbi Yehuda Memseir not be ol l'regel? So either he says, you know, things we're familiar with, lo haya lo karka, o zakein haya she'ini yachol lahalech be'raglav, the Gemara there is discussing not only why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't do Aliyah L'Regel for Pesach, but also why he didn't bring Karban Pesach. So, but at least for the Re'iyah, so these are exceptions, and he wouldn't have been obligated. Alternatively, Nitzivin, this is the answer we're focused on now, Chutz La'areti k'demucha b'sivri b'peregre. Nitzivin isn't part of Eretz Yisrael. That's just a phrase says that. And if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you're in Netzivin, you're in Chutz La'aretz, so you're not obligated in Re'iyah, you're not obligated in Karban Pesach, the latter of which we'll get back to. So according to this Tosas, it sounds like, you know, for sure, Re'iyah does require Eretz Yisrael, but it's not so clear. And the Mishnah Melech, you know, in the beginning of Chutz Karban Pesach, is bothered by that, and he really disagrees with Tosas. It's not so clear. He thinks the Rambam doesn't think Eretz Yisrael would be a requirement. There is a din, though, of Sheyesh lo Karka. You have to have Karka in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, maybe Re'iyah requires Karka. Maybe Re'iyah even requires Eretz Yisrael, according to some. But does that have to do with Kahal, which is only for those in Eretz Yisrael, which is a third idea? Like, Re'iyah might require even Eretz Yisrael, but does Re'iyah really require Kahal? The Kahal that I think we're talking about in Palm Dava Shel Tzibur. I think not. I think even if we say, and this is very important, and then I'll take questions. Even if we say that Kahal, you know, prevails in the world of Re'iyah, of Mitzvahs Re'iyah, Beregel, what we're saying is that it's a Chovas Yachid that only affects people who are members of the Kahal. If I am individually a member of the Kahal, so that makes me obligated to be Roeh. Again, I think you could say a Chiddush about Re'iyah, but I think what we would mean, if we would say Kahal, you know, is an important factor in Re'iyah, it would mean, as a member of this distinguished body, as a member of the Kohal, that makes me obligated to be, you know, Yiroye Kol Zechurcha, you know, Espene Adon Hashem.
You're saying, like, it's a very funny interplay of Yochanan and Tzibur.
Exactly.
The question, you might have said, based on this, that Re'iyah is primarily a Chovas Tzibur.
That would be very interesting. Right. I think if that was the conclusion, then I would have no questions in terms of its parallel to Palm Dava Shel Tzibur. But I think if it's not that, which I think is very likely, then what you mean by Kahal, if you mean it, is as a member of the Kahal, I'm obligated. Exactly. And I think we find that. And I think that Kahal can mean that, but I still think it's something very different than what we mean in Palm Dava Shel Tzibur.
It's interesting. I mean, that your Shalmi doesn't actually talk about Kahal.
Exactly. That's also what I would prefer to say. I think maybe the Mefarsh Yerushalmi, maybe he didn't even read it that way, to be honest. And they had this like funky Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur thing. I wonder, like maybe like they couldn't imagine that like there's a din of Kahal by Re'iyah. I don't know.
Right, but you could have said it's a completely different reason why you need Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's, you know, Mishi Yeshno.
Exactly, exactly. In Re'iyah, exactly. Yeah. I agree with that, exactly. So in Par, I guess what emerges, what we speak about, you know, is a separate entity, an identity, a chalos shem kohal. It's unique. It's a chovas kohal. Yechidim, in the context of Palm Dava Shel Tzibur, function only as representatives of it, of the kohal. As such, Eretz Yisrael doesn't merely define who is part of it, of what the unit is comprised, who is in and who is out, which is what we were saying for Re'iyah, but more than that, this is the key. Eretz Yisrael also has a legally transformative quality. It serves and functions to create, I don't mean it literally, but legally, this collective entity of Kohal, of Klal Yisrael. And so Eretz Yisrael is a key ingredient when what we're speaking about is a new chalos, a chalos shem kol, and it's very unique. Even the Eretz Yisrael factor differs in these two, let's say, perspectives on Kohal. In the Re'iyah model, and I think the other ones, other things could fit in this, all Eretz Yisrael functions as is it identifies, it tells us who is obligated in this mitzvah. It's a membership halacha. Are you part of the Kohal or are you not? If you are part of the Kohal, so then as a yachid, you have to, you know, go do the mitzvah of Re'iyah. But what we're saying about Eretz Yisrael in the call of Palm Dava Shel Tzibur is that it doesn't just do that. It doesn't just tell me who's part of the Kohal. It's also legally transformative. It is part of the Chalos Shem Kohal. It doesn't just define the membership, but apparently it's a critical component, you know, of the Chalos Shem of a Kohal. That Chalos Shem could only exist in Eretz Yisrael. And I know, again, I don't mean it practically. I don't mean like Eretz Yisrael mystically or, you know, in like a metaphysical way is Mitzaref Yechidim. It could be that, but I don't even mean it. I just mean very basically. Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Horios is telling us that Eretz Yisrael is a piece, is an indispensable component that builds the Chalos Shem Kohal, this unique entity and really, you know, persona. It's very unique. I think the Yerayim downplays this idea very much. I think Eretz Yisrael for him in Parim Dalva Shel Tzibur, as Asher mentioned, is just Avira to Eretz Yisrael Machakim. Eretz Yisrael for him is not necessary for call. I don't think also it's a coincidence. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Arayim has a very liberal propensity in applying Kohal. If you look inside in the Arayim, source number 21, if you haven't seen it yet, I'm sure most of us have. Ata yesh lishol kol hecha dichsiv Kohal. He's talking about he's in the mitzvah of Mamzer. Betzuadaka, Krishavcha, Amoni, Moavi, Yu Mutarin, Beyoshvei Chutzlaretz, Tilo Ikru Kohal. Similarly, he has this suffix that maybe Yoshvei Chutzlaretz are mutter in the Psule Kohal. They can marry Mamzer, Psuadaka, Amoni, Moavi. Vishar koha lo yafin amine. Oshema hacha dechsiv kal Hashem shiny, which is not even a real rejection of his question. It's just that we have another Xeris HaKasov that tells us kal Hashem, to kal Hashem v'mashma, kol shomrei mitzvos Hashem, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. I think this more liberal, again, propensity just reflects a little bit that he has a looser concept of kal. It could be he thinks that kol and pahar davar shel tzibur is a collective concept. I think he might really have to say that, but he definitely doesn't think that Eretz Yisrael is built in and contributes or is part of that, which I think takes away from the bigger chaloshein kohal idea. There's more to say about this Yerayim. He's clearly pushing, very far what we mean by. By members of the Kohal. What he means probably by it, again, is this membership idea that if you're a member of Kohal, then you have to live according to certain elevated standards. It seems on some level to define Kedushas Hagavra, not just, like when we're talking about obligating you in certain mitzvos, like, mitzvos re'iyah, apparently being part of the Kohal affects who you can marry. Like, it almost sounds like there are different levels of Kedushas Yisroel that are determined by this kohal issue, which is very interesting. It's very reminiscent of the Sifrei and Ekev, that Yoshvei Chutzaretz wouldn't be obligated in mitzvos at all, and it's the strongest understanding of Mishadar B'Chutzaretz K'misha Ein Lo Eloka. But the bigger idea again is that for him, I think kohal chaloshem kohal is a little bit diluted, and even if he holds of the collective kohal idea on some level, he doesn't think that Eretz Yisroel is built into that. And I just think that if you don't think that, then it takes away a little bit from like the gusto or the stature of this Kohal Gadol. So what happens is we encounter two, maybe three ways in which the requirement of Kohal functions. You can have Achiv al Hayechidim in so much as they are members of the Kohal. Psule Kohal would be part of that, if at all. Most may not even just say like the Yerayim, but if you would even have the Havamina, so that's what they call it. And I think Re'iya default are perfect examples of this Chiyav Al Yachidim for members of the Kohal. That's number one. Number two is the Chiyav relates to the Chaloshem Kohal. The obligation is upon the Kohal itself. Individuals aren't personally obligated, but the Kohal is. They merely comprise and act as representative members of the collective entity body. So in short, as opposed to Psulei Kohal, which are Chovas Yachid La'anshei HaKohal, this category is a Chovas HaKohal. Akiva.
Yeah, you want to say number two for Palm Dover, correct? Any obligations on the Kohal itself?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you saying something?
That's for Palm Dover Shel Tzibur.
Just to push you.
Two, yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get to this, but you want to say something much bigger about like the Chiyuv Palm Dover in general? Meaning,
I think it's a Chovas HaKohal.
Great.
But that's all I'm saying. Chatas HaKohal.
Does that factor in the sugya of the Ofei HaKorban itself?
Yeah, I think for sure. I'm not focusing so much. I don't want to take this. I'm giving.
To say here, like,
yeah, I think. But this is what I was saying. I think all of us who've been learning the Masechta have kind of like intuited that this is how to look at, the status of the Kohal in their chiyuv, chatas. I'm just trying to sharpen it more. So the sharper we have it,
a shares chibur, if you want to like connect it to.
Maybe I think that could that may be some one thing you can say about it. I think Asher's Chavura is like advanced, like once you now have this idea, like why is it limited to, Kohal? I think Asher's suggestion is one very good one. It's not the only one, but it's one very good one. It's like the why to like this, this Chovas HaKohal idea. But we can observe a third and in-between category as well. I think Korban Pesach, and this one's for Asher and Akiva, who I know they have their sights set on Maseches Pesachim. So I want it to be the tzarif, all the limudim. The Eretz Yisrael issue, I'll be mekatzer. The Eretz Yisrael issue is an important one in Korban Pesach. Is Korban Pesach tole b'Eretz Yisrael? That's obviously the first question, which you know takes us back to Tosos and Psachim, the one we read on Gimel Amud Beis. Sounds like for Tosos over there, you know, you would have to be dar b'Eretz Yisrael. The shorthand formulation of the problem is that on the one hand, there was no Korban Pesach brought historically during all the years in the Midbar, except the first year, we'll get back to that, but the other 39. And the language of the Pasuk you also have, which is V'haya ki savohu ela aretz v'chulei u'shmartem es avoda azos, referring to Korban Pasach and Shmos, Perek Yibbeis Pasuk Chav Hei. That's on the one hand, which implies Eretz Yisrael is a requirement. But on the other hand, they did bring the Korban Pasach in the first year, in the Midbar, and also, after all, Pesach, the original one, was done by Mitzrayim, unless, you know some of the Midrashim that they were really swept off their feet, you know, to bring it at Har Habayis, but that's the story. And there are like three or four approaches in Rishonim that all, you know, can be found, more or less, in Tosos, in Kiddushin, that I included on the source sheet, and Rebbe spoke about it maybe last year, 2 years ago. I think this year it could be found online. There are different perspectives. I'm not going to go into it. The point is, if there is a Eretz Yisrael requirement, so what is it based on? So some of the Achronim, and also Rebbe's preference, was to say that the Eretz Yisrael requirement of Korban Pesach is like, what is it? Like, it's not about Kedushas Karka, you know, what it's shame. What exactly is it? So their Achronim and Rebbe, the Keren Ora, and Rebbe's preferred shot was to say it's a din in Kohal. Kohal Sheb Eretz Yisrael, Ikri Kohal. And fine. Good, yeah, so I'll get to that. Right. Vishakhadu also Kahal appears very prominently, Kol Hadas Yisrael appears very prominently in Korban Pesach. Number one, the Maram Shik rejects Kahal for this and actually says that the call of Par Halem Davar is unique. You know, he doesn't say any really of what I'm saying, but just that line or two lines encapsulates what I'm trying to demonstrate, that at minimum, we have to appreciate the uniqueness of Kohal Gadol, of Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibor, and that doesn't extend to the Kohal of Korban Pesach. He actually says something very interesting. I don't know if it works, but he says the Kohal concept only works when the Pasuk is HaKohal, Chatas HaKohal, but not when it's just Kohal, without the Hey, Hayidia. Very interesting. I'm not sure it works, because again, it's Kohal Gadol, but
he's saying it's only limited to Tzibor.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. In other words, the Gimel and Aleph Kohal of HaKohal is only when it has the Hei HaYidia. But it's Shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisroel, you know, Oso. Sorry, whatever. Shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisroel. So that's number one. But even, but the truth is, you know, not going as far as the Maram Shik who rejects Kohal, and this is why I'm mentioning this here, I think, you know, it could be something in between. That even as I think the Par Helem Kahal is unique, the factor of Kahal in Korban Pesach is undeniably relevant, like Asher mentioned. You know, the Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, in Perek Aleph, does call it a Korban Yachid as opposed to a Korban Tzibor, but in his Akdama, you know, to Seder Kodshim, he says it's a, you know, a Korban Yachid She'ein Korban Tzibor. It's not the only one, but I think it's one which, you know, applying that, you know, you can make a very strong case for it. And the psukim are just really, like, undeniable. Individuals and families, you know, but together with and betoch and betorah's call. That's what I think I would suggest for this, that it might be a chiyav hayachid or a chiyav mishpacha, but the point is that as a yachid, you have to do it betoch and betorah's call. It's a personal expression of connection with the tzibor, a kiyum, even, in the tzibor and the kahal. But I think that that's different than talking about what we mean by kahal in Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur, where there's the creation, a new, totally new, you know, entity, which is the kahal, and that depends on Eretz Yisroel itself. I think the status in the Midbar, yeah.
So it sounds a little like a combination between one and three, your first and third options. The
no, my first, and two, this is the third. This is in between.
There's an in between one and three. It's not two, but it's in between one and three. Meaning one Re'iyah and the Iran point, meaning the Re'iyah point is just Dam, it's a Yachid.
I think it's not like that. But it's also not Par Helem Davar.
It's a combination of one and three, I'm saying. Meaning,
what do you mean? But just say what you mean, yeah.
Meaning you said the Chiyuv Yechidim members of the Kahal. So that's true for Korban Pesach, but it's not enough.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's also a Chiyuv Yachid Legabe or a, like whatever, towards the kal, right? So
right.
It's a personal expression of your chiyuv, so it's combining both those points.
Yeah, exactly. One That's why I think it's in between. Right.
It's just, no, it's not in between. It's both.
Whatever. I mean, I think this is semantics.
Okay.
I think the point is it's a third, you know, case of, you know, the where kal's functioning. Okay. I definitely have to finish before the next class, but I will. So the status in of these halachos in the midbar is an important nafkamina to what we're talking about. And I'll just be mekitzer about it. The more Eretz Yisrael is an independent requirement, we'd expect not to find the halacha that requires Eretz Yisrael in the midbar. And if you do find it in the midbar, I think you need to provide an additional explanation because, you know, the Eretz Yisrael, there's something very special about it, obviously, you know, it's our homeland, we could appreciate that. There's something unique about Eretz Yisrael. So if Eretz Yisrael is required for its uniqueness, the idea that it would prevail in the midbar, you know, would need an additional explanation. It might not apply at all, and if it does, you'd have to say something. And this becomes relevant for smicha, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yoshua smicha. It's actually the paradigm of smicha in the midbar. And Mefarshim deal with this, and they have to be mechadesh certain things. In order to explain why smicha, which requires Eretz Yisrael, could have been done in the midbar. Like the Aruch HaShulchan says something about like the Shechina was with them all the time, and really Shechina is the Iker category, so it's not so much about Eretz Yisrael, but it's about, you know, Shechina. So they were able to be so mech ish mi pi ish. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know if that would explain something which needs Eretz Yisrael in its own right. Maybe. Again, I think you have to think about that. Because the midbar is still not Eretz Yisrael. So you have to ask, like, well, what about Klal Yisrael before they entered, you know, would allow you to like, again, there are no Trumas and Maestros. You know what I mean? So you have to figure, I think you have to deal with that. But I think if Eretz Yisrael is just a factor in Kohal, then prior to Knisa La'aretz, and this, I think, gets to your point, post Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's possible the Chalo Shem Kohal was Chal. They were the Jewish people. This is on the fairway, their experience in the midbar of their collective national experience. Indeed, if you go to Megillah, Nesachas Megillah, you know, Purim's around the corner, and Chulin also, on Tezvav, Tezayin, Tezayin Amabez, they seem to highlight that the status of Klal Yisrael prior to Knisa La'aretz had a yichus, which we don't necessarily have in the diaspora post Knisa La'aretz. But I think that that works better if what you're working with is Eretz Yisrael serving the Chalos Shem Kohal. We were definitely a Kohal before Knisa La'aretz. Maybe not post Knisa La'aretz. Even in Galus. And that is something that the Gemara and Megillah and Chulin, you know, are mechalik. So I think that's important enough, I mean, to everything we're talking about.
We were also a Machin Eshkina and a Machin Levina.
Yeah, exactly. So I think those could help explain like some of the other... But I think you'd have to say that. You know, right, exactly. Good. So the Kal in power and the role, therefore, of Eretz Yisrael, the respect to it emerges as singular. And that's what I think the Gemara is telling us. I think the source in the Gemara from Shlomo HaMelech is very important. The Netziv thought that it was talking about the Mitzvahs Re'iyah, but humbly, I think the better suggestion is that it's Chanukas Habayis, Simchas Chanukas Habayis, Moed Kata and Tesamid Aleph. It's a better read of the Pasuk. That's really why they came initially. It just extended into Aliyah L'Regel. The class is 4:30, yeah? Okay.
30.
Yeah, I think the class is 4:30. You guys probably may have something
yeah.
to have somewhere to get. So I'll tie it up. Tie it up quickly.
You don't tie it for me.
But a better read of the Pasuk and can say it, you know, actually is a din in Chaloshem Kal. I think it's possible to say, and I would speak more if I had more time, that Chanukas HaMikdash, Chanukas HaBayis, requires the presence of Kohal, of the Chaloshem Kal. It's not about Yechidim being present, it's a din in the Mikdash, that to be Mechanech, the Mikdash, the Kohal has to be there. And that actually would be similar to what we're saying in Palm Dov HaShaltzir, but it's really a din in Kohal Sheb Eretz Yisrael, Shlosha Mitzvah Zitzavu Yisrael, Beknisasam La'aretz, and it's possible that to inaugurate it, which we find in the Parshas HaMishkan a little bit, you know, Klal Yisrael, the Kohal has to be there. And that's, I think, what the Mashmalas HaPasuk is. You know, Shlomo, the Kol Yisrael Imo, you know, were there, Shivas Yamim, the Shivas Yamim. Good. In terms of Shittas HaRambam, I think that this approach to Kohal and Eretz Yisrael can be demonstrated in the Rambam. Throughout Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam only mentions Kohal, Shev Yisrael, Ikri Kohal only once, and by par. And if anything, he has it at most twice. In Perashat Mishnayos, the Rambam definitely has it a second time. That's the one in Bechoros. And never is it a mucker for Eretz Yisrael. Always the Rambam is very matter of fact, because the category is really Chaloshim Kol, and Eretz Yisrael is a Hechsher for that. So if you look in Perashat Mishnayos, let's go back just to source number, the best one is source number 3. Rambam talks about that Eile Asher Bezeh HaMakom Heim Kol Yisrael Vein Lashkiach Beyotzim Min Haaretz, and he has this again in the Hagdama to Mishnayos and Horios and in Mishnah Hey. Good. And then again, and if you look in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis, so the Rambam has that as well. We won't read it for time's sake, but that's what he says. Good. But then if you look in Sanhedrin Perek Mishnayos Aleph Gimel, We won't read that for now. There, the Rambam has the Chiddush HaTzmicha, where he basically says that if there aren't smuchim, so you know the corporate entity of Klal Yisrael can be masmich, you know, a person that they deem appropriate for smicha. That's the Chiddush. The Rambam thinks that the Klal Yisrael is like a repository of smicha, and they can give it. And there is where the Rambam invokes Kahal Shebi Yisrael Ikral, that Kahal Yisrael is defined in this case by Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. And that you have in source number 23, Perek Dali Mishnah Gimel in Bechoros. He says that a Samuch has to be Be'eretz Yisrael. That's regular Smicha. Bein Shaya Samuch Mipi Samuch. That Smicha requires Eretz Yisrael. But if you'll notice, Eretz Yisrael is required for a different reason in Chiddush HaSmicha. O Behaskamas B'nei Eretz Yisrael Limnoso Rosh Yeshiva Lefi Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Hey Masher Nikron Kol Vashem Kiram Kol Afilu Ayasar Achadim. Even 10 people in Eretz Yisrael, that would be a Kohal. And that, I think, the Rambam does think is a Dinin Kohal, because again, for that, it really is about Klal Yisrael, you know, doing something that only Klal Yisrael can do. They're the repository of Smicha, you know, of Torah Shebaal Peh, perhaps. So they can give Smicha, and then you can even have a deliberation. Who is this representative body? Is it Kol Yoshev Eretz Yisrael? Is it Rov? Is it Kol? Number one. Number two, is it the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael or all of B'nai Eretz Yisrael? And I think that is really what's going on for the Rambam in Chiddush HaSmicha, because there really is about Kol Yisrael, corporate Kol Yisrael acting as a Kohal, you know, giving, you know, Smicha.
Well, because that's about
exactly. 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 And I think to conclude, basically, yeah. Exactly. I think that's very clear. Yeah, I think that's very clear. I think because he already says Kemosha Biarnu by, he says, you know, we already know Kfar Diarnu B'tchila Sanhedrin.
Elo
Samach Be'eretz Yisrael, exactly. I think that part, Samach Mipi Samach. Right.
Right.
But then the next part of Ikri Kol is only necessary for Taskamas Ben Eretz Yisrael. I think that's also why the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Sanhedrin invokes the gvulos and the Eretz Yisrael requirement for regular smicha, but then when you get to Halacha Yad Aleph, he doesn't say anything. He just says Eretz Yisrael. So to contrast, in conclusion, basically what I'm saying with the Or Sameach, the Or Sameach in Perek Dalet Chavav asks, how do we know that the borders for smicha are koveya, you know, the gvulos of Olei Mitzrayim, of Yoshua? So he says he equates smicha basically to par and to chiddush hasmicha. That's point number one. He thinks that the din of smicha is related to Par Halam Davar, which is based on, you know, Chamas, Nacham, Etzrayim, and Chiddush HaSmicha. Number two, he thinks Par, if you look inside, we had more time, Par is derived, he thinks, from Smicha. He reads the Yerushalmi as Lehoraya, as being about Smicha. And he says, and if Smicha is Toloi on Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then Hora'ah is also Toloi on Shem Eretz Yisrael, because Hora'ah is an extension of Smicha. It's the opposite for him. So Eretz Yisrael for the Or Sameach is not about Chalo Shem Koah. And number three, the Or Sameach thinks in Halacha Yud Aleph, even though the Rambam doesn't say any of this, he thinks it's based on Halacha Vav, that the borders are determined based on Olei Mitzrayim because of what the Rambam says about regular smicha. In other words, he thinks everything stems from regular smicha. I think they're different. That Chiddush HaSmicha and Parham Davar is about the collectivity principle. And actually, my earlier point that the Rambam doesn't relate to the Din Eretz Yisrael in a forthcoming way. Not the borders or the geography at all. Maybe we'll just read this final Rambam. Perek Dalet Yochad Alav, source 24. Nirin li hadvarim shemiskimu kol ha-chachamim she'er be'eretz Yisrael. That's all you hear of Eretz Yisrael. Limnos dayanim ve'lis mochosam harei lusmuchim. b'chulei, and talks about dinei knasos. In the end, basically, it's clear that as much as Horios Gimel and Aleph is crucial to the non-conventional role Eretz Yisrael can play in halacha, at the same time, it is singular. It constitutes a chaloshem kohal with a unique korban that depends, in the end, on Eretz Yisrael's transformative identity. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.